This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Kona Edge, and we've got Ironman age group world champion Malte Bruns on today's show. Malte, welcome back. It's good to have you on. Thanks for taking the time.
Hello, yeah, thanks a lot.
Malte, let's talk about your bike. You mentioned the last time around, or in the first chat we had, that you feel that your bike is probably your weakest of the three disciplines. Why do you think that is?
Maybe because I'm so light. I mean, other guys, they've just got the bigger legs, so they can just put so much more pressure on the pedals on the flat. I think that's just what's my main disadvantage. But then again, when it's hilly, that's pretty much where I shine.
I'm fascinated too that in other interviews that I've read about you, you don't train with power, although you are looking at changing that. Was it just something that didn't interest you? It was a case of, you know what, I'm just going to ride. Was it a conscious decision? That's actually what I'm asking. Was it a conscious decision to not train with power?
No, not really. It was just when I bought my first road bike, it didn't have a power meter. And when I bought my race bike, it didn't have a power meter, so I just didn't feel like changing.
And it's as simple as that. And the decision now to go towards power, what was the thinking behind that?
Just that I know it would be, you know, doing a lot of good things to my bike when I train intervals and all that. And yeah, there I think the power meter is just really important to be able to quantify what you're doing.
Do you train with to heart rates at all, or is it just to feel? How do you deal with what you're doing on the bike?
I just train by feeling all the time, just listening to my body and seeing what the body's saying, and then train accordingly.
You love spending time on the bike. Talk to me a little bit about what you actually do, and do you have any specific favorite workout that you do on the bike?
No, not really specific workouts. I mean, as I usually just go out and ride my bike, it's more like specific routes that I really love. Like, going through the mountains I often actually drive from where I live with my parents to my grandma's, which is maybe almost 100-mile ride. And that's something I really enjoy, just, having a distance and a goal where I want to get. So I just drive to my grandma and stay there for the night and ride back the next day. That's something I really love.
That is brilliant. Malte, is there one thing that you've done on the bike that you think has had a big impact in your performance?
I train a lot. That's basically all that there's to say about it.
Time in the saddle. I think a lot of people don't want to hear that, unfortunately. But it's funny. That's something that comes up often. You can't fake it. Either you spend time in the saddle or you don't.
Yeah, I mean, maybe there are ways, but maybe it's just not discovered yet, or I haven't discovered it. I don't know.
I love that. Definitely that's something a lot of people aren't going to want to hear. They want to know that it's something different, maybe time on the indoor trainer. I know you do spend lots of time on the indoor trainer, particularly having to do a lot of your training in the German winter. It's not really conducive to being out on the road. What do you do to sort of keep yourself busy on that indoor trainer and to make things a bit more comfortable and enjoyable?
Yeah, I mean, the most important thing when anybody's thinking about getting the indoor trainer, also order yourself a fan, because without a fan or just constant airflow, you overheat just so fast and you sweat like crazy. So always get a fan, maybe be in a room where you can open a window so you get some, you know, nice fresh air, and then just, you know, get something to keep you occupied. For me, that's just the movies. I mean, in the summer when I'm able to go outside all day, I just don't feel like sitting down for hours at end and watch a movie. So I just write myself a nice little watch list for the winter and then get those movies I haven't seen in the summer and watch all those.
Well, what's your favorite movie to sit on the indoor trainer to and watch?
Maybe sport and racing movies. Like, I think a couple of days ago I watched the Need for Speed movie, or like running movies like Prefontaine or whatever. Those kind of movies, which are a bit about sport or racing. They're always nice because they've got, you know, faster parts of the story where I can just kick it up on the trailer.
Fantastic. Malte Bruins, thank you so much for your time once again here on the Kona Edge. We look forward to catching up again soon. Next time round, I think let's chat a little bit about the run and what you've done to get better in the final leg of an Ironman. Thanks for your time once again. We look forward to catching up then.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Get better on the bike. Register for our next free live online bike seminar. Get to thekonaedge.com/bikeseminar now.